today's episode, we'll be talking about what makes women stay in relationships longer than expected when they know they see all the red flags in relationships that's not healthy for them. Based off my experience, I can honestly say lust is one. The ideal, the time that I have invested in a situation is another. And I can honestly say, you know, just hope. You know what I'm saying? Just hope alone. Hoping that the guy would do right. Hoping that this picture that I've seen painted in my mind would soon one day just come to a reality. You know what I'm saying? And when I say red flags, I mean, yes, the love could be there. And it can be strong. You know? The vibe could be there. But the compatibility between the two could be so far off from one another. The trust could be invaded. You know, it just can be so many red flags, like this person smoked too much, this person clubbed too much, this nigga ain't acting right, this woman ain't acting right, you know, somebody lack self-respect, somebody lacks communication, somebody lacks honesty. I mean, it just can be so much, you know, in a situation where you just see all the red flags and you ignore it because you just love the man so much that you with. And sometimes we tell ourselves, like, this is just the nigga that I want to be with. You know, this is the man that I'm just willing to go through everything with, despite of. I just want to go through it all with him. You know, and you just keep telling yourself this and keep telling yourself this and telling your mind that that's the one that you want to go through it with, you know. And you end up thinking that a person is going to change when you see all the signs telling you otherwise. So you have invested so many years into a situation that's really dead. It's like giving CPR to somebody that's already gone. And, you know, I really have been there before. Like, I've been there. And the picture that I painted in my head, thinking that it was something when it wasn't. Doing it off the strength of other people, other things, but really not for myself all the time. You know, sometimes we don't even always do it for ourselves. We'll do it for children. We'll do it for family. We'll do it for the public. You know what I'm saying? Just ideals. It's not healthy. It's just not healthy. At the end of the day, when you know your worth, and when I say your worth, I'm not talking about sex. That's, we got, as a woman, you just have so much more to offer. I know I do. And I'm speaking for myself. You have so much more to offer. you know what you stand for. If you out here and you taking the time out to invest in yourself, your upbringing, raising your children correctly, trying to live in this ungodly world, godly, trying to live right, trying to treat people right, working every day, sacrificing every day, you know, just trying to endure and just go through life struggles every day. When you know your worth and you can bring something to the table, you know, and you can be this submissive woman to a man that lack things mentally and physically, and you can give him life, okay? You can give him life because you can share wisdom with him to upbring him. You get what I'm saying? So when you know your worth and you can be a helpmate to a man, then you won't settle for an ideal. You won't settle for a fantasy. You understand what I'm saying? You just won't settle for this perfect picture, or for this publicity or fame, or you just won't settle for that. You will not invest 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years without a ring, or without saying I do to a man that's just never going to marry you. You just won't do it, you know. And I see a lot of women that's with men that, you know, just that's with a man, and they've been with this man or with these men for over 10 years and they're not married. I would never be able to wrap my mind to understand how or why that's so, but that's here or there. That's, you know, I'm just not that woman. And I don't think any of us should be. That's a lot of time. You know, ladies, when you see the red flags, it's time to go. Those warnings, they are signs of destruction, if you ask me. They are all the signs that we need to see. And whether you have a spiritual relationship or connection with the Most High, Allah, God, Jesus, whomever your higher authority may be, is warnings. He's giving you warnings, you know, and you just gotta pay attention to the signs. It's always something better out here. Always. And you have to understand that you just cannot settle for things that's not good for you. When you begin to settle for the things that you know that's not good for you, stand up, look in a mirror, and ask yourself, are you good for yourself? Ask yourself, like, what are you doing? Like, look at yourself in the mirror and say, what am I doing? Like, what's up with me? Am I good? Is something wrong with me? I mean, because when you know that you're dealing with something that's lame, you should begin to ask yourself, do you have a problem? Because something in your mind should tell you that that individual that you're dealing with, it's not good for you. And if you're dealing with somebody that's not good for you, and you know that their person is not good for you, and you don't leave, then you do have a problem. Either you enjoy the ideal of being with someone, or the fantasy of being with the individual that you're with, knowing the outcome is for you to end up hurt. Because that's really what's going to happen. You're going to get hurt. Because, ladies, we cannot change a man. Like, honestly, we cannot change a man. And I'm just being honest. We can't. When a man wants to change his ways, he's going to change his ways when he gets ready to. And that's just the honest God truth. His mama can't change him. Nobody can change him but God, honestly. But that's just another episode that we have to get into. But right now, we're going to focus on red flags. Ladies, pay attention to the red flags. Respect your worth and understand your worth. If it's bad, get rid of it. It's a waste. It's a waste. Trash. Garbage disposable. Get rid of it. I'm telling you, it's not good and it's not healthy. Yes, it may sting. It may hurt. It's hard when you in love or deep lust or when you have a stronghold that's over you. It's hard. It's so hard. And I'm really speaking from experience. Like, it's hard. But at the end of the day, you have to understand that your lucky charm is on standby. And he's waiting. Like, that man is waiting to wrap you in his arms and hold you tight and just show you what you've been missing out on. So, I'm gonna need you ladies to adjust your crowns and get it together. Get it together. You gotta get it together. Don't settle. A man changes when he's ready. Your cooking does not change a man. Your sex does not change a man. What woman out here does not think her sex ain't better than the next chick? I'ma pause on that while I sip my wine. I'll wait. What woman out here does not think that the next woman's sex is not better? I mean, we all think our sex better than the next. I know I do. I'm guilty of that. I don't walk around here thinking somebody's sex is better than mine. No. No. I'm confident. Highly confident. But that's not what keep a man. No. The only thing that keeps a man is a man that want to be kept. The battle don't belong to us, ladies. It's a battle that they battle with alone. The only thing that's required from us while being in a relationship with these guys is just being who we are. That's it. Do your duty as a woman. Mind you, I said woman, not a little girl. You have to separate a girl from a woman. Okay? We're going to clear that up. Got to clear that up. But also be mindful that who you deal with tells a lot about your character. And that's just what it is. You sleep with a nigga that ain't got no money, broke, sleep on his mama couch from time to time, y'all argue, you put him out, he going to his mom's house. Tells a lot about your character. He ran around in your car, not his. Tells a lot about your character. Don't have a bank account, all his money in his pocket at one time. Tells a lot about your character. Who you lay with, it reflects on you. It tells a lot about your character. And don't get me wrong, people change. It don't take 3, 5, 10 years for people to change. So if you're going to beat a man up for not having X, Y, and Z
and you're sleeping with him, you got to beat yourself up as well. You're a part of him. That's your reflection. You got to pay attention to the signs, ladies. If it's not right, it's just not right. And I don't know who needed to hear this today, but if it's not right, it's just not right. The battle always starts in the mind. Always. Always. And you don't have to be a religious person for God to talk to you. Even in the Bible, God talked to donkeys. I ain't gonna say, you know, he spoke to ass, donkeys, whatever you want to call it. God would talk to a drunk man. So don't think you have to be holy and sanctified for God to speak to you, because you don't. You seek and you shall find. The battle always starts in the mind. So if you're dealing with somebody and you want to get out, or he's worrying you, keep seeking. You'll find. I don't know who needed to hear this, but it's a good topic, because we put ourselves through so much when it comes to men, because we have this ideal relationship goal. Everybody want to be loved. Everybody want to be happy. Yes, I get it. I know I do, but I want to be loved and I want to be happy with the right one. And sometimes we always be like, but I always wanted to be with this person, and I had to get this person, and it just, oh my, just got to be this person. Like, what's up? Just, that's babe. It's that one. No. Who we think is for us may not be the plan. It may not be the plan. And I understand that, you know, sometimes we have this thing called the permissive will. But our permissive will may not be within our best interest. Ladies, pay attention to the red flags. Once again, they don't lie. They don't lie. A woman's intuition is the best gift that God could have ever given us. Ain't no money that a nigga can put in my hand that'll make me be a fool behind him. No shoes, no car, no keys to no house, none of that. When you start to disturb my mental, if I gotta get on my knees and pray about you and cry about you and get out of character about you and feel like I'm starting to manipulate things to understand you, no. Somebody gotta go. It's time to go. And I have been there and I have done that. That's not love. That's lust. Ladies, that's lust. And I'm just keeping it real. I'm just keeping it real. Man is supposed to lead his household, his family. Period. They're supposed to lead. We're supposed to take care of the kids and chill. And that's not, hey, everybody don't look at it the same way. Because that's what it's supposed to be technically. But me, personally, I love to work. I don't see no problem in that. I got two businesses. I do my makeup. I got my little catering thing going on. And I work full time. And I take care of my babies. And I'm okay with that. I'm about to work part time. Because it's full time. I ain't feeling it. But I'm blessed. I pay my tithes. My fiance is incarcerated. I love him to death. I'm faithful. I'm celibate, and that's just what it is. And I'm waiting. until it's my turn for him to come home and I be treated like the queen that I am. But until then, I'm holding it down until he come home. But if I see red flags, it's out the door. Everything that I speak, I practice what I preach. When you disturb my mental or my peace, no. First you pray about it. And it's nothing that's too hard for God to fix. But both have to want things to be fixed. And God is not into confusion. He's not going to make a person do anything that they don't want to do. And a lot of people in relationships just don't understand that. And that's why sometimes people be like, well, God don't hear my prayer. He hear you. But if you're dealing with a man that want to be out here and he want to be a slut or a whore, and you praying for God to keep him, he got to want the same thing. It's called one accord. Everybody got to be on one accord. So, ladies, just pay attention to the red flag. Because I just be seeing too many people getting hurt, getting into these relationships, and then next thing you know, it's over, it's a mess, it's chaotic. And I just hate to see women go through so much. I'm the type of woman that when I see the next, like, I'm so empathetic. When you cry, I'm crying. I don't even know you. What am I crying for? I'm crying because I feel it. Like, I have been married, for those who don't know, I was married for 5 years before. And I'm divorced because of infidelity. I didn't cheat. My husband did. Ex-husband did. And that's another episode that I will speak on later on. But yes, red flags, let it go. Let it go. It's not worth your peace. 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 Say it to yourself every day, peace. When you can wake up and just be free mentally in your mind. You don't live in bondage. You don't have to. When you can wake up, you don't have to cry. Give it to the next female. Let her have it. Even if it's a battle between you and another woman. When it has anything to do with a man, let her have it. It's not worth your mental. It's not worth the battle in your mind. It's not. She won. She won. Let her think at least she won. Because mentally, you gained your peace. He's a headache. He's a migraine. He's a thorn in your side. He's a distraction. He's a distraction from your life, your goals, your future. If you always on your knees praying about this man, crying about this man, talking to your family members about this man, your friends about this man, Facebook about this man, Instagram about this man. Yeah. Get him up. Let her have him. Let whoever have him. Please. He was a headache, baby. Mentally, you won. Physically, she won. But look in the mirror, ask yourself, but what did she win again? Some sex. A couple of dollars. What did he give her mentally? Did he give her honor? We don't want to talk about that, do we? He didn't give her honor. Did he get her respect? No, he didn't get her respect. We ain't going to go there. We ain't going to go there. Okay. Ladies, pay attention to the red flags. Pay attention to the red flags. Please. Men do make mistakes. But when they make mistakes, it's okay to give them chances to correct them. Nobody's perfect. And I'm not saying when a man mess up, you just leave them. But if it become a continuous thing, okay, and it's a pattern, and he becomes a habitual, okay, partner, this message is for you, okay? People learn from their mistakes. Some people just don't. All right, ladies? So, ladies, I love you all. Get ready for the next episode. Because the next episode, we're going to talk about why do women stay in relationships when they know their man has cheated on them or is still cheating on them? That's going to be epic. What y'all think?